I'm Ruth Lewis with Mission Network News. It's a small country in southern Asia that's close to the gospel. However, Mission Aviation Fellowship's Dave Bachman says a few of their staff are already working there, teaching English to pilots and air traffic controllers. That reputation is leading to great opportunities.
We were invited a year ago to present a proposal to establish kind of a feeder airline that would cover the remote areas of the country. And of course, that's our niche. We put together a business plan. We presented it.
A decision's expected within the month. Bachman says prayer and finances are needed because MAF only has a year to get it running. Next, meteorologists in the United States say the 2006 tornado season so far has been one of the most active in the 21st century. Tornadoes have already struck hard in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Missouri. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee will help with the long-term recovery efforts, which include reconstruction. Collaborating with local agencies, CRC teams distribute relief supplies while offering a practical testimony of hope found in Jesus Christ. And Living Water International is celebrating 15 years of providing water and the gospel around the world. Agency President Jerry Wiles says they've completed more than 2,500 water projects, helping more than 4 million people. But there are 1.2 billion people who are still in need. Wiles tells us providing safe water is the best way to share the gospel.
If we can work with a little group of people that gets a little piece of property and builds a church and we drill a water well, and then they freely share their clean, safe drinking water, really builds a bridge and opens the door, and it's a great demonstration of the love of Christ. And people are often opened up to the gospel.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, which is missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.